Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Nun Beis. We left off Nun Aleph Amud Beis at the two dots, which are 2, 4, 5 lines down in the wide lines. First word on the line is Ein. And we left off at the two dots, Avra Lav Harishon Velo Chisov. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Alei HaShalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and captives. It's also sponsored by Elisheva and Dr. Avishai Newman in honor of the birth and bris yesterday of their grandson, Chaim Naftali, born to their children, Aliz and AJ Jungreis. Wish them a hearty mazel tov. And it's also sponsored by Dr. Richard Lapshinsky in memory of his father, Shalom ben Avram Mordechai, Olav HaShalom, and Neshama Shenev and Aliyah. And we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. Today we are going to cover two primary topics. First of all, we saw yesterday there was a case that the Mishnah brought down of a pit that was jointly owned. And so yesterday we got into a lively discussion, how could it be that you have a pit that's jointly owned? Is it in Rishos HaYachid? Is it in Rishos HaRabim? Did one person dig part of the depth of the pit, the other person the other part of the depth? How would that lead to it being jointly owned? Whatever, that was yesterday's sugya. What we're going to focus on today is the pit was jointly owned. The first owner passed by and saw that it was uncovered, and he continued going. And then the second owner came by and saw it was uncovered, and he also continued going. So what we said was the second guy is going to be chayiv. And what the Gemara is bothered with today is discussing why would it be that the second guy would be chayiv and not the first guy if they both own the pit and it's jointly owned and they both pass by and it's uncovered. Why shouldn't they both be chayiv? So we're going to see it's because the first person had reason to believe that the second person was going to use the pit responsibly and then cover it up when he was done. So in that case, he's not going to be chayiv. Now, that absolution, that ptur, is not indefinite. If at any point he does find out that the pit remains uncovered, then the first guy is again going to be on the hook. The Gemara is going to discuss how exactly all of that works. Then before the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, we're going to get into a brief discussion of the various means of being koneh, various items, because we're going to be talking about the cover for the well and the fact that the first guy hands the cover to the second guy, and we're going to explain that that is a means of making a kinyan on the well. We're going to talk about how you're koneh a house and how you're koneh a flock of sheep and all sorts of different things. The Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Aleph is going to tell us about a situation where where people covered a pit, but they didn't cover the pit properly. And because they didn't cover the pit properly, an animal fell into the pit and was damaged. We're going to see on, especially on Nun Beis Amud Beis, a lot of brises which are conflicting, and we're going to try to figure out what does it mean that he covered the pit and it's not, and he didn't cover it properly. Isn't it pashut that he didn't cover it properly, then he's going to be chayiv? And then we're going to say maybe he did cover it properly, but if he did cover it properly, how did an animal fall into the pit? Because if it was properly covered, l'chora nothing should have happened. We're going to say that it covered it in a way that was sufficient for certain types of animals and not sufficient for other types of animals. But again, the Gemara is going to say, are the animals for which the covering was not sufficient, are they prevalent in the area? If they're prevalent in the area and he didn't make the cover strong enough, then again, he's a poshea. So we're going to say, ultimately, we're going to wind up with a case where he covered it with the type of covering that was good enough for some animals, not good enough for another animal, for another type of animal. The type of animal for which the covering was not sufficient are not prevalent, but sometimes they come. But it turns out that the cover was bad, was faulty for a different reason, because it just got wormy and it collapsed. So the question is it going to be chayiv in that case or not? That's going to touch on the concepts of migu, which we'll get into. It's also going to get into the concept of tchilosa b'pshia v'sofa ba'ones, which Tosfos on Nun Beis Amud Beis is going to tell us a little bit about. So we'll cover all of that, God willing, in today's shiur. So again, we left off 5 lines into the wide lines on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, 2 dots. First word on the line is Ein. 2 dots, Avra Lav Harishon Velo Chisov. So if the first one passes by and doesn't cover it, and then the second one passes by and doesn't cover it, the second one is going to be chayiv. It says the Gemara, Harishon Me'imas Mifter. So what has to happen in order for the first guy to be potter? In other words, L'chora, if they both pass by and they both see that the thing is uncovered, and neither of them covers it, then aren't they both equally negligent? I mean, they both own the pit, and therefore they should both be responsible for covering the pit. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, and now the reason is, and what we said yesterday was that, so let's see right now. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damar Tavayu, Mishmei de Rabba, Barbar Chana, Damar Mishmei de Rabba Mani, Chadamar Mishamenicho Mishtamesh. Okay, so one says that if the first guy actually sees the second guy, and the second guy comes to the pit when the first guy's still there, and the first guy sees the second guy actually drawing water from the pit, then the first guy's going to be putter, because the first guy has all right to assume that the second owner, after he finishes using the pit, is going to cover the pit like a mensch, and therefore nothing is going to happen. That he's only putter when he actually physically hands the cover of the pit over to the second guy. It's not enough that the first guy sees the second guy using the pit. The first guy actually has to hand the cover of the pit over to the second guy. And once he hands the cover of the pit over to the second guy, then he's going to be absolved from all liability, because then he's going to know that the second guy is in actually using the pit, and he has the cover in his hand, and therefore he should be entrusted to cover the pit. And says the Gemara, this is like a machlokas tanoim, kitanoi, hamadala mayim in abar. If a person is drawing water from a pit, and his friend comes and says, hanachli vani adla mayim, and his friend comes and says, you know what, leave the pit open, I'm going to draw water after you. Kivan she'enicho mishtamesh potter. Tanakama says, as soon as the first guy leaves the second guy in the act of drawing water, the first guy is potter. That's like the first shita that we just mentioned in our brisa. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov says, however, mishiyim sur lo dolyov, that dolyo, that the only time the first guy is going to be potter is after he physically hands the cover of the pit over to the second guy. Says the Gemara, "B'mai kamifli, what's this machlokas about?" So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov savar yesh breira. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that yesh breira ha-midideh kamamale va-midideh kamamale. That the first guy is filling from his part, and the second guy is filling from his part. Meaning, because there's this concept of breira, the Gemara assumes that neither partial owner of the pit takes responsibility for the part of the pit, for the water in the pit, that's owned by the other guy. And so if you can halachically, from a conceptual halachic perspective, view the second owner as drawing only from his part of the pit, then he could say, I never took responsibility to guard the first guy's portion, I'm only guarding my portion. In which case, if the first guy left the second guy simply in the act of drawing water, it's not enough to totally absolve the first guy, because the first guy continues to bear responsibility for his chelek, because the second guy only took responsibility for his own chelek of the pit. The Rabbanan Savri Ein Breira, and the Rabbanan say that there is no concept of Breira here, and therefore, because there is no concept of Breira, when the first person left the second person using the well, the second person accepted responsibility for all of the pit, not only for his part of the pit. The Ra'ah explains that this concept of Breira is even more extreme than the usual concept of Breira. In other words, usually we're talking about a field which is divided between two owners, so we know that one person only owns part of the field, the other person only owns part of the field, and we're just trying to figure out which part is owned by which person. However, over here, where the two people jointly own a pit, it's not at all intuitive, says the Ra'ah, that I would view it that each one has rights to only half the water, the other one has rights to only half the water. In other words, because a pit with water in it is not really like a field where I could make a boundary line right in the middle and say, you own half and you own half. So this is, the Ra'ah points out, a little bit more extreme even than the regular case of Breira. But the reason for this machlokes is that Tanakama says, is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that the first person would only be absolved from liability when he actually hands the cover over to the second person, it's because he holds Yesh Breira, and therefore the only time the second person can be seen as accepting responsibility on the entire pit is when he's actually holding the cover. But when he's not holding the cover, he doesn't accept responsibility for the entire pit. Whereas the Chachamim would say, no, Ein Breira, we don't divide it, and therefore if the second guy's using the pit, It's his pit. He owns responsibility. He takes responsibility for the entire pit. Says the Gemara now, Vazda Amaravina, Vazda Lutamayu. And this machlokas, Yeshbra Reimbra, this is a Shas machlokas. This isn't a machlokas only by a jointly owned pit. Ditnan, a Shutfin, Shanadru Hana, Zemizeh. If Shutfin own a Chatzar jointly, and they were both Mudr Hana from each other, meaning these two partners, they don't get along because they had a falling out, so they each disavow Hana of the other one on themselves. And so what is the halacha in that case? So asurin likanes l'chatzar. So the Tanakhama says that it's usur for them to enter into the chatzar, because if they enter into the chatzar, they're having hanah from their friend, and therefore they jointly own the chatzar. They were mudra hanah from each other. Neither of them is allowed to enter in to the chatzar. It happens to be there's a machlokas rishonim whether simply entering into the chatzar is hanah, whether you actually have to do something in the chatzar in order for it to be hanah. But the point is that you're not allowed to enter the chatzar. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov amar zeh nichnas l'tok shalo v'zeh nichnas l'tok shalo. No, each person can enter into his chelik of the chatzar. So what's the machlokas? Same machlokas. But my kemiflegi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sabar yesh brera. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says yesh brera. So we view the thing as divided, and we know who owns which chelik, and therefore, if I'm mudra hanah from you, I can still go into my chelik, I just can't go into your chelik. Rabbanan savri ein brera, and the Rabbanan say, no, there's no concept of brera, and therefore, because there's no concept of brera, whenever I'm going into the chatzar, I can't view myself as if I'm only going into my part, I'm going into a part that's jointly owned, and therefore, it turns out that memela, I am having hanah from you. And it happens to be, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnah's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki, that we hold Yesh Breira, and there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether we hold Yesh Breira only by Dinim Drabanan, or even by Dinim Do'oraisa. Okay, so that's a much bigger discussion than what we have time for now. Says the Gemara Vayter, Am Rav Elazar, Amocher Bor L'Chaveiro, if a person sells a pit to his friend, Kivan Shemasar L'Adol Yokana, as soon as he gives the cover of the pit to his friend, the friend is Koned. So says the Gemara, Hey Chedami, what type of kinyan are we talking about? Iba Kaspa, Lukni Mikaspa. If the kinyan was intended to be effective with the exchange of money, so once I pay you for the pit, it's mine. You don't have to give me the cover of the pit in order for me to be Koned the pit. And Iba Chazaka, Lukni Mikazaka. If you want to say, no, he didn't make a kinyan Kesef, rather he made a kinyan Chazaka, in that case, I should have to do a chazaka with a pit. What would a chazaka with a pit be? Drawing water from the pit. But why would it be that when you hand me the cover of the pit, then I'm kona the pit? So says the Gemara, liyolna mechazaka. Really, we're talking about with a chazaka. Boyle meimar lechazek v'kni. And in other words, what's actually happening here is that in order to make a chazaka, the mocher has to tell the lokeach, you are authorized to make a chazaka. Because if I simply go over to your property and I start making a chazaka on your property, I'm not koneh your property. That's nothing. I'm ruining your property. I'm trespassing on your property. But if you sell me your house or you sell me your field and you tell me, oh, go make a chazaka, now I'm entitled to make a chazaka. Now, v'kivan shemaser lo dolyo kaman diyomer lechazek v'kni dami. Now, the issue is, the mocher wanted the lokeach to make a chazaka, but he never expressly told the lokeach to make a chazaka. However, once the mocher hands the cover of the pit over to the lokeach, It's as if he says lechazek v'kni, and therefore the lokeach is able to make a chazaka even outside of the presence of the mocher, and that symbolic authorization to make chazaka is demonstrated by handing over the cover of the pit. And now we're going to talk about the proper way to demonstrate that you're ready for a lokeach to make a chazaka by other objects that you would sell as well. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. I'm Ocher Bayis Lechaveir. If a person sells a house to his friend, turning to Nenbezim and Aleph, Kivan Shemosar Lamafteach Kana. As soon as he hands over the key to the house, the lokeach is Kona. The Gemara asks the same question. Hey Chedami, Iba Chaspa, Lukni Bechaspa. If it's a Kinyan Kesef, so the Kinyan should be effective when the Kesef changes hands. And Iba Chazaka, Lukni Bechazaka. And if it's the Chazaka, then he should be Konet with the Chazaka. He has to make an improvement to the house. He has to live in the house. He has to treat it like a Bailim. What does it mean that as soon as you turn over the key, you're going to be Konet? Says the Gemara, Liyoma Bechazaka. No, really, we're talking about where it is a Kinyan Chazaka. Boy, Lamemar, Leile Chazek Fikni. And really, the Mocher has to tell the Lokeach, it's yours. You should make a Kinyan. Vekimen, and when the mocher gives the mafteach, gives the key over to the lokeach, it's as if he's telling him lech chazek. It's as if he's telling him lech chazek v'kni. Now, Tosfos over here says that that the Mesiras HaMafteach is only a kinyan when there is a das makne, and the truth is it's mistaber from here because the makne is the one who's saying that, in other words, the makne is demonstrating his das by giving over the key, and that's what it is. It's an expression of das that by giving over the key, he intends to tell the guy, he intends to authorize the lokeach to actually make a chazaka. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yana, Amokher Eder L'Chaveiro. If a person sells a flock of sheep to his friend, Kiven Shemasar Lo Mashchochis, as soon as he gives the purchaser the Mashchochis is something which draws the flock after it. We'll see exactly what that is. Kona, the Lokeach is Kona the entire flock. But what type of kinyan are we talking about? Ibn Mashicha, if we're talking about a kinyan Mashicha, which is a kinyan that happens when you draw an animal near to you, Likne ibn Mashicha, then you should be Kona with Mashicha. Ibn Mesira, if you're Kona with Mesira, which is when you send an animal to somebody else, so Likne ibn Mesira, then you should be, then the Lokeach should be Kona when the Mocher hands over the animal. Now, the Mesira would be used in a Rosh HaSarabim or in a Chatzer, which is not owned by either party, because Mashicha only works on the side of a Rosh HaSarabim or in a jointly owned chatzar. So the reason that we would distinguish between Mashicha and Mesira depends on where we are. If we're in a jointly owned space, then you could be Kona through Mashicha. If you're in a public space, then you would have to be Kona through Mesira by handing over, and not only by drawing near. So the question is, why would it ever be the case that if you're intending to purchase a flock, as soon as you hand over this mashchuchis, whatever that means, we'll see in a second, then you would be kona the entire flock. You should be kona animals. We know how you're kona animals. You're kona animals either with mesira or mashicha. So you would have to do one of these acts of kinyan in order to be kona the animal. Says the Gemara, liolam b'mashicha. Really, we're talking about where you're doing a kinyan mashicha. Uboy lemeimar leich meshoch v'kni. And really, the mocher should tell the lokeach, you are authorized to draw these animals near and to be kona them. Even the muscle, lo mashchoches, and since you hand over the mashchoches, command the yomer leilech mashoch v'kni. It's as if you're telling him, I want you to make a chazaka. So my mashchoches, what is this mashchoches? That when you hand it over, it's as if you're turning over the rights to the entire flock. So halcha tirgamu karkushta. Over here, they were matargim the mashchokas as karkushta, it's the shepherd's bell. And that's why we say mashchokas is that which draws the entire flock after it. So when you hand over the shepherd's bell, it's symbolic as if you're telling the lokeach, I want you to go make a chazaka, a kinyan mashicha, on these animals. Rav Yaakov Omer, Iza da azla beresh edra. No, the mashchokas is the lead goat, is the leader goat. Kedadarish ahu galila alea de Rav Chista. Because a certain person from Galil said to Rav Chista, "Kad rugiz raya al ana avid lenagda smusa." That if the shepherd gets angry at the flock, he blinds the leading goat, because the leading goat is the one who's instigating all the goats to follow after him. So if the shepherd gets upset at the flock, he's not going to get upset at the sheep who are following. The sheep who are following aren't expressing any bechira chafshes. He's going to get upset at the leader of the flock. Rashi points out that this is really an analogy. This is a mashal to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Chas v'shalom al Kol Yisrael. What he does is he takes his anger out at the leaders who are leading ineffectively. They're leading improperly. Just like the stubborn goat who is leading the entire flock astray, so too when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, he doesn't get upset at the rank and file of Kol Yisrael, because all they're doing is following their leader, but he gets upset at the ineffective and the inappropriate leaders of Klal Yisrael. Okay, says the Mishnah. Now, so Kiseo Rishon, if the first person covered it up, Uba Sheni Matzah Megula, and the second person comes and finds that it is open. Now Rashi asks, how is it possible that the second guy found it was open if the first guy covered it up properly? So Rashi says, because it could be that the cover got wormy and therefore it broke, and therefore it collapsed. So the first guy covered it, now the second guy comes and finds it open, velo chiso asheni, and velo chiso, and he doesn't cover it, asheni chayev. The second guy is going to be chayev. Now, the Gemara is going to explain until when is the first guy putter, because the first guy did cover it up, But it turns out at some point the cover that the first guy put on it wasn't effective. It ceased to be effective because it got wormy and it caved in. So the Gemara is going to explain to us until when is the first guy actually going to be potter. But the baseline is that the second person is going to be chayiv here. Now, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, kiso karoi, if he covered it properly, v'nafulatocha shor hachamor meis, and a shor hachamor fall in and die, potter, the guy is going to be potter. The Gemara is going to ask, how could it be that a shor hachamor fell in if he covered it properly? So, lo kiso karoi, if he didn't cover it properly, v'nafulatocha shor hachamor meis, chayiv. And an animal falls into it, then he's going to be chayiv. The Gemara is going to ask, of course, it's pashut. If he didn't cover it properly, he's a pashaya. We'll get to all these questions in the Gemara. Nafalafana mikola kriya. Let's say an animal is walking right by the pit. Somebody is digging a pit, meaning, and Rashi points out that there was a bar there from the beginning, and somebody is simply expanding the pit, or he's making it deeper. And Ashur was walking right at the edge of the pit and heard the hammer strike inside the pit. So he got scared and fell face forward into the pit. Chayev, he is going to be chayev. Who's chayev? Rashi says the balabor is going to be chayev. And even if the shor is a pikeach, and we're going to see all of this discussion in a couple of blots. It's actually the one daf this week that the rabbi is going to give and not me. So we're going to see that the chiyuv for a shor is actually only when the shor is incapable of knowing on its own where it's going. And therefore, when we talk about your chayev for a shor, the balabor is chayev for a shor, if the shor is what's called a shor pikeach, if it's a smart shor, meaning it has its faculties and it's walking, it should be looking where it's going. And if its thumb walks into a pit, the balabor is not going to be chayev because the shor should have watched out where it's going. That's why a balabor is not chayev if a person falls into the pit, because a person should also watch out where he's going. Now, the halacha, however, that a person is potter, if it's a pikeach shor that fell into the pit, is only if the shor wasn't startled. If the shor was walking at the edge of the pit and somebody else is digging in the pit and all of a sudden the shor gets startled and falls into the pit, then the balabar is going to be chayiv even for a pikeach because there's nothing for the pikeach to have done. He knows where he's going, but he was frightened and therefore on account of the fright, he fell into the pit. The Gemara is going to deal with why isn't, if anybody's responsible, it's not the balabar, it's the guy who's digging in the pit because he made the sound. And we're going to say that because the guy who's hitting with a hammer and who made the noise is considered only to have caused a grumma benezikin. In other words, the shor was actually damaged by the pit because he fell into the pit. The fact that the guy was banging on a hammer, that's only a grumma, and a grumma menazikin is going to be putter, and therefore if we have to impose chiyuv on anybody, we're going to have to impose it on the baal habar. However, liachorav mikol akriya, putter. If the animal fell backwards on account of the kol akriya, then he's going to be putter. This is going to come back to the machlokas that we've already seen. Why are you chayev for a pit? Is it because of the hevel or is it because of the chavata? Is it because of the impact or is it because of the foul air? If it's because of the foul air, lechora you should only be chayev if the animal falls in face first. Because if the animal falls in backwards, then he's not breathing the foul air into the pit. We'll get to all that. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Nafa letocho shor v'chelav v'nishtabru. If a shor and the kalem that the shor was carrying fall in and they break, chamor v'kelav v'niskaru, and a chamor and the kalem that the chamor is carrying fall in and they rip, chayev ala beimo potter ala kalem. You're going to be chayev on the beimo and you're potter on kalem because a bar, bala bar, is potter for damage caused to kalem. Nafalatocho shor cheres shota v'katan, chayev. Here we go. If a shor cheres shota v'katan falls into the pit, you are going to be chayev, because a type of shor like this could not have been able to see where it's going. It couldn't have watched out. Therefore, the balabor is going to be chayev. Benobas, if a benobas, now the Mishnah is tricky because it doesn't mean a son or a daughter of a shor, it means a human being. If a human being falls in, oh, eved, o ama, putter. Or if a maidservant or if an eved falls into the pit, it's going to be putter. Why? Because again, by a bar, you're only chayev for a shor, for an animal, you're not chayev for a person. That explains ben and bas. Why would I have a havamina that I would be chayev for an eved and an amma if I already said I'm putter for a person? Avadim are people too, aren't they? So this comes back to that which we darshan a couple of days ago, that by Avram Avinu, by the Akedah, it says Shvulo Chapoa Machamor, Amadoma Lachamor, I would have thought I should take this literally, and therefore if an Eved falls into the pit, I should be chayiv for that as the Balabor, just like I'd be chayiv if an actual animal fell into the pit. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. Okay. So says the Gemara now as follows. Vrishan Anemas Miftar. We're dealing with a case, again, first case in the Mishnah was where the first person was using the well, he covered it, and then the second guy found it uncovered because the cover got wormy and caved in, and the second guy didn't cover it, the second guy's going to be chayiv, the first guy's going to be potter. So says the Gemara, Avrishan Anemas Miftar. How long are we going to let the first guy go and let him totally off the hook for this issue? Because it's also his pit. So Amarav Bechdesha Yeda. It's until he knows that the pit was uncovered. Ushmuel Amar Bechdesha Yodi Yuhu. And Shmuel says that it's until they make him aware. What's the difference between knowing and making him aware? Bechdesha Yoda is he actually passes by the pit and sees that it's open. Bechdesha Yodi Yuhu means he's sitting in his house and they come to him and say, oh, by the way, your pit is open. So Bechdesha Yodi Yuhu is a little bit more of a stringent standard here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bechdesha Yodi Yuhu v'yiskar poel dam v'yichros arazem v'yichasenu. No. He's only going to be chayev if they inform him of the pit of the fact that the pit is no longer covered. And he had time to hire workers to cut down trees, to make a new cover, and to cover it up. Until all that time elapses, until then, he's going to be potter. Once that amount of time elapses, he is going to be chayim. And this is the way Rashi explains. That Rashi explains over here, Shmuel Lomer Bechdesha Yodi Yuhu, Afal Pi Shlo Bar Re'u, Chayev Bechelko. Even if he doesn't see it, he's still going to be chayev. Lora Mikula Hasheni, Dolo Gilu. And we're not going to put all the blame on the second guy because he didn't uncover it. Chayev Mishum Paseach, Lashamari. So this is Rashi's preferred explanation. So Tosfos over here, if you look at Tosfos Bechdesha Yeda, Klomar, Shakol Yotza Shabor Megula, the Mistama Shama, that Tosfos has a totally different explanation. So Rashi says Bechdesha Yeda means that he actually sees it. Bechdesha Yodiyu is that they inform him of it, meaning that if you're going to impose liability when they inform him on it, it's actually a stringency because he doesn't actually have to see it uncovered. He just has to know that it's uncovered. However, Tosfos says, Klomar Shakol Yotza Shabor Megula, the Mistama Shama. Bechdesha Yeda doesn't mean that he saw it. It means there's a rumor that this pit is exposed. Ushmuel Omer Bishmiya Biyama Lomachayev. Shmuel says no. Shmuel is not coming to make it more stringent. Shmuel is coming to make it more lenient. That simply by knowledge, by a rumor, you're not going to be chayev. They sumach Hashmiya Achiyodiyu. Until they actually inform him. In other words, when is the first guy going to be chayev? When there's some rumor, when people are talking in shul that the pit's uncovered, or somebody actually goes over to him and says that the pit's uncovered. So Shmuel's coming to be lenient, that he's not going to be chayev, the first guy's not going to be chayev, until the rumor actually makes its way to the owner, and the owner finds out that the pit is uncovered. Okay, says the Gemara now Vayter, Kiso karoi v'nafa letocho shor chamor ameis potter. If he covered it properly, and an animal falls into the pit, he is going to be potter. So Kivan the Chizeo Karoi, Echenofel. The Gemara asks the basic question. If he covered it properly, how in the world did an animal actually fall into the pit? Some Rav Yitzchak Bar Barchana, Shetliya Mitocha, that it became wormy from the inside. So Yiboilu, they ask a kasha like this. Kiso Kisui Sheyachalam Lefnei Shvarim, Vein Yachalam Lefnei Gamalim. If he covered it with a type of covering that's strong enough to withstand the pressure of a shor walking on top of it, but it's not strong enough to withstand the pressure and the weight of a gamal, of a camel walking on top of it. Va'asu gamalim va'arua, and a camel walked across the top of the pit and damaged the cover. Va'asu shvarim v'nafli bay, and then an ox comes along, and now the cover of the pit's already weakened because the camel already walked on it, and the ox falls into the pit. So my, what's the halacha? So Amri, hey chedami, well, it depends. What type of situation are we talking about? If camels are found in this area, so then posheu, then the guy's a posheu because he covered the pit with a cover that was not able to withstand the pressure of the animals that always walk across this area. And if gmalim are not shchiach, meaning that it's very unusual for camels to be there, then onesu, then he's an ones, because how should he have known that he should make a cover that's strong enough to withstand a camel if there are never any camels there? So says the Gemara, Latzricha da'asu leprakim, because no, camels come there periodically. Occasionally, camels come there. So mi yamina and kiban da'asion leprakim posheyahu. Do we say that since camels occasionally come, yet this guy made a cover that was not strong enough to withstand the weight of animals, he's a posheya? The boy le'lasuke adaiti, because he should have realized. That sometimes camels might come. Odilmak, even the Hashtami Aleka Anus, or maybe because camels aren't here right now, he shouldn't have had a mind that he should make the cover strong enough to withstand the weight of animals. Says Tosfos over here on the bottom, interesting, Vasu Shvarim Venafli Bay, Perisha Kuntras, Di Nafli Bay Gamalim, that if a camel would have fallen in, so Lomi Boy Londachayev, right? We're talking about a situation where the guy made a cover that was strong enough for a shor and not strong enough for a camel. Camel came, damaged it, and then a shor came and fell in. So had a camel come and actually fallen in, of course he'd be chayav. Da legabe gmalim pasheo, because legabe gmalim is a pasheo. He didn't make this strong enough, he didn't make the cover strong enough to withstand the weight of gmalim. Echei mashma aloshon. V'yesh liten tambedavar, dafilu lo shchichi gmalim klal yesh loch Hashem yavo gmalim v'yiplu. Tosva says, it could be that even if gmalim aren't there at all, maybe he should have known that maybe a gmal would come, and therefore he should have made the cover strong enough to withstand the weight of a gmal. So Tosfos says it's interesting. He might be chayev if a gummel actually fell in, yet we're not going to impose liability if a gummel came and weakened it and then a shor comes and falls in, because that's such a like crazy hypothetical. Maybe he didn't ever have to be concerned that that would happen. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, three lines up from the bottom. Tashma. Kiso karai, if he covered it properly, benafel otocho shor chamara meis pater. So, Eichidami, what type of case are we talking about? Ilame karoi lishvarma karoi legmalim. If when we say he covered it properly, we meant he really covered it properly. He covered it with a cover that was able to withstand the weight of both shvarim and gmalim. In that case, says the Gemara, Eichinuffel, then how did the animal fall into the pit? It wouldn't have fallen there to begin with. So, Elolav, karoi lishvarim, Elamai, isn't it the case that he covered it with a cover that was strong enough to withstand shvarim, turning to Nunbezam Abez, velo karoi legmalim, but it wasn't strong enough for the gmalim, vidishchichi gmalim, but if the gmalim are shchiach there, if they're always there, am I putter? Then why is he putter? Pasheo, he should have covered it in a way that's strong enough for gmalim. Vidloshchichi gmalim, and if the gmalim are not shchiach, then pshita, then it's putter that he's putter, because anasu, why would he have thought to cover it with such a strong cover if the gmalim are never there? Elolav dasin laprakim, elamai. Then the camels occasionally come there. Va'asu gmalim va'arua, and taka camel came and weakened, damaged the cover of the pit. Va'asu shvarim v'nafli bay, and then a shor came and fell into the pit. V'ktani potter, and we said that it's potter. Alma, given the hashtaleka, anasu, because there are no camels there right now, he's considered to be an anus, and therefore he's going to be potter if a shor falls into the pit. So Amri, lo, liolam karoy lishvarma karoy legmalam. No, really we're dealing with a case where when he covered it properly, we mean that he covered it with a cover that was strong enough to withstand the pressure of both shvarim and gmalim. And when we ask, how is it that an animal fell in if he covered it with such a strong cover? We're talking about a case where it simply got wormy. In other words, nothing the guy did wrong. He covered it with a cover that was strong enough, and that's why he's going to be putter. If he covered it with a cover that was truly strong enough, how did an animal get in there? Because it got wormy. It was an accident. It was an unavoidable accident. Says the Gemara Navaiter, second wide line, Tashma. Loki saw karai, if he didn't cover it properly, v'nafalatocho shara chamar, umeis, and an animal falls in and dies, chayev, then he's going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, hey chidami, ilim alokaroi lishvarim alokaroi legmalim, if he totally flaked and he didn't cover it with a cover that was strong enough for either shvarim or gmalim, then pshita, srichla meimer the chayev, of course he's pashia, he's a pashia, you're going to have to tell me that he's chayev. Elalav karoi lishvarim alokaroi legmalim, elamai, isn't it that he covered with a cover that was strong enough for shvarim, but not strong enough for gmalim?
gemalim. Yet we're going to say that he's chayev, but then echadami. If gemalim are always there, then pasheu. Of course he's chayev because he's a pasheya. He should have made it strong enough to withstand the pressure and the weight of gemalim. And if camels are not shchiach, then anasu. Why is he chayev? He covered it in a way that was strong enough for shvarim, which are the only animals that are usually there. No, it's because we're dealing with this in-between case, that the camels come there occasionally. Camel came and damaged the cover. Then a shark came and fell inside. But we see that you're chayev. Since they come occasionally, he's going to be a posheya. Because he should have considered that camels might come. So we have conflicting brises, because one says that if the camels come occasionally, he's going to be potter. The other says that if a camel comes occasionally, he's going to be chayim. Should he have realized that a camel might come, yes or no? Turns out we have brises both ways. It says, Gemara, Liolam koroi l'shvarim v'lo koroi l'gmalim. So really we're dealing with a case where he covered it appropriately for shvarim, but not appropriately for gmalim. V'shchichi gmalim. And gmalim are shchiach. But if gmalim are shchiach, then of course he's chayim. He's a poshea. He should have covered it with a cover that was strong enough to withstand the weight of animals that are always there. You're right. It is Pashut. But the Resha of the Mishnah is a Chiddush. The Seifa of the Mishnah, where we say that if he didn't do it properly, he's going to be Chayv. You're right. There is no Chiddush. But I'm just being symmetric in the Mishnah. So Ikadamri, others say like this. No. That definitely would not be a kasha. The kiva the asil laprak and posheahu, because occasionally camels come there. If he makes a covering that's not sufficiently strong to withstand the weight of camels, he's going to be a posheah. Diboilila suka daite, because we paskin, according to the Zika Damri, that even if that type of animal only comes by occasionally, he should have considered it and he should have factored it in when he made the cover, and he should have made the cover strong enough to withstand the weight even of that animal that comes by occasionally. When we ask a kasha, it's as follows. He covers it with this sort of halfway cover, that it's good enough to withstand the weight of shvarim, not strong enough to withstand the weight of gemalim, v'shchichi gemalim, and gemalim are shchiach, v'tliya mitocho. But it got wormy from the inside, mahu. So in other words, there is no cover. The cover is broken, but the reason the cover is broken is not because a camel walked on the cover and broke it, it's because it's simply self-combusted, it decomposed by itself. So mahu, mi amrina migu davi poshea etzel gmalim hava poshea nami linin atla. Do we say, since he's a poshea lagabe gmalim, because he made a cover that wasn't strong enough to withstand the weight of gmalim, and had a gmal come and walked over it and damaged the cover, and then a shor fell, and he would be chayiv, so therefore should I say that he's also a poshea linin atla, that it's his fault somehow that the cover got wormy from the inside? Adilma alarming amigo, and maybe no, we don't say amigo. The guy's a pasheh for what he's a pasheh, but he's not a pasheh. It's not his fault that the cover became wormy. So Tashma, let's learn as follows. Kisei karoi v'nafalafan of shor kamar. If he covered it properly and a shor kamar fell in, umeis potter is going to be potter. Vitmar Allah amra v'yitzchak barbar chana shetliyem mitocha. We're talking about a case where the cover got wormy, and we have to say that the cover got wormy because if he covered it properly, how else did an animal fall in? Elamai, the cover got wormy. If he covered it with a bulletproof cover and it just got wormy, subshita the potter, of course he's going to be potter. What should he have done? Elalav karoy l'shvarim v'lo karoy l'gmalim. Elamide, isn't it a case where he covered it in a way that was roy for shvarim, not for gmalim? V'shchichi gmalim. And gemalim are shchiach there, but fitli amitocha, but it got wormy. Viktani potter, alma lormin amigu. Therefore, we don't say migu davi pashelin and gemalim hava pashelin in atla, because it says that he's going to be potter. So again, conflicting brises. Do we say migu because he's poshea in that it wasn't strong enough to withstand the pressure and the weight of camels? He's also considered to be a poshea if it becomes wormy in and of itself. So we have a stira. Lo, liolam karoy l'gmalam karoy l'shvarim v'tliya mitocho. Not really, he covered it with a bulletproof cover, and yet it got wormy. And when we ask, well, if it got wormy, what in the world was he supposed to do? I might have thought maybe I would impose a responsibility on an owner of a pit to always go and bang on the cover to see if it got wormy or not. And this guy didn't do it, and therefore I might think he should be chayev kamash malan. We're not going to impose that liability on the owner. Tashma, Loki Sai Karai, if he didn't cover it properly, Vinafalatokha Shara Khamora, Umeis, and an animal fell in and died, then he's gonna be chayv. Zichidami, what type of case are we talking about here? Ilema Loki Sai Lishvarm Elo Karai Ligmalim, if he didn't cover it properly for Shvarm or Gamalim, Srichla Maimar, the Chayev, of course he's gonna be chayv. He's a Poshea. Elalav, Karoi Lishvarm, Velo Karoi Ligmalim, he covered it properly for Shvarm, but not for Gamalim. Be the Shrichi Gamalim, but if Gamalim are always there, Poshea, then again he's a Poshea, because he should have covered it with a cover that's strong enough to withstand the weight of an animal that's always there. And if gamalim aren't there, anasu, then how should he have known that a camel was going to come? Aren't we talking about a case where gamalim are there, but the reason that the cover broke was not because of a gamal, it was because it got wormy. V'ktani chayev. Yet we say that you're chayev. Almar mina migudava pashalin and gamalim ava pashalin in atla. So don't we see that we're imposing liability because he was a pashaya for gamalim? Also, we're going to impose responsibility and liability on him if the cover of the pit gets wormy. Sarmi lo the olam karoy lishvarim velo karoy legmalim. Really, we're talking about where he covered it karoy lishvarim, but not for gamalim. Shchichi gamalim and a gamal and gamalim are there. V'yosu gamalim v'arua and a camel came and weakened the cover and damaged the cover. V'yosu shvarim and afluba and then a shark came and fell in afterwards. V'gav kashalam pshita pshehu. Ah, you're going to ask me? Of course, he's a pshea. He covered it with a cover that wasn't strong enough for a camel. A camel came, damaged the cover, then a sharp felling. You don't have to be a genius to know that he's going to be chayev. I did not have reisha kisoy karoy, not have seifa nami kisoy lo kisoy. No, you're right. The seifa doesn't have a chiddush, but we're just being symmetrical. Tashma nafal atocha shor chera shotav a katan suma malach belayla. If an animal falls in, and it's an animal that would not have responsibility to know where it's going on its own, either because it's impaired, or because it's blind, or because it's night and it's dark and he can't see where it's going, chayev, the balabar is going to be chayev. Pikeach umahalech biyom, if the animal is a pikeach and is walking during the day, meaning he sees where he's going and should watch out for himself, potter, then the balabar is going to be potter. Vamai, Nema midad ave pashaya lin cheresh, ave nami pashaya lin pikeach. Why don't we say, well, since I would have been chayev if a cheresh shor walked in, I should also be chayev if a pikeach shor walks in. So elamai, don't we see, elav shmamina, lo amina migu shmamina. So don't we see that we don't say, simply because I would be responsible in a certain situation, I'm going to be responsible in another situation. No, you're only responsible for the situation that you are a pashaya regarding. You're not responsible for any other situation. Just quickly, before we run out of time, Tosfos here, Veshchichi Gemalim, this long Tosfos, about 8-10 lines down, he says, Vim Tomar, Kilom Rino Migu, even without Migu, Nami Mechayev, shouldn't you forget about this Migu, since you're a Poshea for Gemalim, you're also going to be a Poshea for Hatla, for the thing becoming wormy, shouldn't you be Chayev anyway? De Tchiloso Bepshiahu Le'inyan Shvarim, Im Yavru Gemalim Tchila, Vi Achar Kach Shvarim, V'sofa Ba'onesh Etlia. There's a concept of Tchiloso Bepshiah V'sofa Ba'onesh, and Tchiloso Bepshiah V'sofa Ba'onesh is Chayev. The beginning is Pshia, because you made it in a way that's strong enough to withstand the weight of Shvarim, not strong enough to withstand the weight of Gemalim. Had a Gemal came and damaged the cover, and then an ox fell in, you'd be Chayev, because that's Poshea. So the fact that it was Atliya, Sofa Bonus, Chiloso Pshia, Sofa Bonus is Chayev. Teretz Rivod, Lo Amin, and Chiloso Pshia, Sofa Bonus, Chayev, Elohecha Shemachmas HaPshia, Ba Ones. It's only where the Ones comes from the Pshia. Over here, the onus doesn't come from the pshia. Had a camel damaged it, yeah, that's the pshia. But the onus is that it became wormy, but it came wormy totally on its own, not cause of the pshia. Therefore, we wouldn't say tchilas of pshia b'sof of onus. The only reason to be mechayev here is altz the migu. And as we said at the end of the daf over here, we don't apply the migu, and therefore imitlia. If it became wormy and was damaged, not because a camel came and went on it, he would be putter in that case. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up last line on Nun Beis Amud Beis tomorrow. For all those on Zoom, tomorrow, federal holiday, so we are going to have the daf at 7:45 tomorrow as well. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.